Data file. Goodbye.txt. 0.2 megabytes. A The Murderbot Diaries fanfic. Written by Rounded Loaf. Read by Black Glass. Ada doesn't read the message immediately. She's the first one up. Her team is exhausted and still recovering, but they're safe. And Sec Unit is safe and whole. And she's going to make sure no one ever gets the chance to hurt it again. Her tablet is on the desk, but she can see the station time on a matte display across the room. She takes an extra 5 minutes to lie in bed. Why wouldn't she? Her team is safe. The survey team suite consists of 5 bedrooms, around a shared living/workspace. Most of the team were sharing rooms. They had cleared a bed next to Rati's for Sec Unit. Constructs don't need to sleep, but it deserved at least a bed to call its own. It deserves more than that, but that would have to wait until they were outside the awful corporation rim. She'd spoken to Sec Unit last night. It had seemed overwhelmed and confused, but interested in preservation. She would make sure it had all the time it needed to figure out what it wanted to do. Sec Unit's not in the central room when she enters. She thinks it must be resting in the room with Rati. She pours herself a glass of water, grabs one of the snack packs of nuts, and heads to her desk. There's a message packet on her feed. Or more accurately, there are approximately 52 messages, all labeled with variations of "Attention required." She's been getting those from the moment they got back to Port Free Commerce. Half of them are crap, but the other half are actually important. One message stands out. It's unlabeled, no subject line, and addressed only to her. It contains one file, goodbye.txt, sent from Sec Unit. Odd. She starts reading. It seems to be Sec Unit's journal. She hopes it realizes that it doesn't need to send her this. "I didn't know you write," she sends after a moment. "It's very well written." The message bounces back with an error message. "Address unreachable, / out of range." She continues reading. She doesn't know if she should tell Sec Unit how competent and calm it looked, dealing with Bardwaj and Valescu. She tries the original message again instead, and gets the same error. She considers pinging Rati to check if they're up and chatting. But would Sec Unit find that rude? In the notes, Sec Unit is at the survey habitat, freezing and in pain. She remembers she talked to it next, how the blood and armor looked strewn around the floor, the pain and annoyance in Sec Unit's face when she spoke to it. It calls itself horrifying, and her worry gets ahead of her. She crosses the main suite and knocks on Rati and Sec Unit's door. The door swings inward slowly, and she can see Rati's sleeping form on one of the beds. She tries not to disturb him. There's no sign of Sec Unit. Hopefully it... what? Went down to get a hotel breakfast? Wandered off to get a look at Port Free Commerce and gotten taken? Sec Unit may not have had much experience with human society, but it was smart and wouldn't have wandered into danger. Would it? She takes a deep breath, refills her glass of water, and sits back down at her desk. Willing her knees to stop shaking, she opens the file again. Goodbye.txt. It wouldn't have left, would it? It had seemed interested in preservation and... she hadn't given an option of anywhere else to go. She's skimming through the file as fast as possible, and she really shouldn't. And there's something horrific every second page. But if something's happened to Sec Unit, she needs answers now. She sends Rati a tagged message for when he wakes up. On a second thought, she sends an urgent one to Pinli as well. Pinli knocks on her door a few minutes later, her hair tied up, and still in her pajamas. "I haven't seen Sec Unit since last night," she says. "What was in the file?" "It's journal," Ada responds, brow creased. It's long. I don't know if it left a proper message in it. You didn't get a copy sent to you? No. Pinley sighs. There's not anything specific at the end? Ada presses her hand into her face. She was being so silly. Why hadn't she checked that earlier? She scrolls to the end of the document, reads the last few paragraphs, and... oh. Shit. She'd fucked up, and hadn't treated it like a proper person, and hadn't seen that it wasn't comfortable. And damn all the solicitors she has to meet with. She should have made sure it was okay. Properly, actually okay. Ada forces herself to take a breath. Pinley, she says, can you check how many cargo transports would have left the port last night? There are too many transports. She should have known that from SecUnit's message. Besides, what was she going to do? Find it and forcefully take it back to preservation? Prove she was as bad as it thought? She hadn't worked with many high-level bots, and she probably shouldn't even think of SecUnit that way. But she's worried that it would be so easy for it to get caught. Her mind wanders to her oldest daughter's accusations of being overprotective. There's no one else to help SecUnit. How could she have known? She should have known. She shouldn't have just assumed that SecUnit knew it would have choices, proper choices, on preservation. She shouldn't have just assumed it would be happy at her home. Guardian is a nicer word than owner. She can see why it wouldn't trust her. And no, she has a job to do. She can't wallow in self-pity over messing this up. Grey Chris still needs to be brought to justice. The families of the Deltfall victims still deserve that. Her team still needs her to make sure they stay on track. And Preservation needs her to keep doing her job. She closes the file and starts on the remaining 43 corporate emails she needs to deal with. I think it's being an asshole, Pinley says. It could have just told one of us that it was uncomfortable, or given us another day to talk to us, or another way to reach it. She'd had a glass of wine at dinner, and always tended to deal with worry through mild annoyance. Bardois smiles at her. I think you're just still annoyed about the crush thing. Ada had sent the file to the rest of her team, under strict instructions to not share it further. She hoped SecUnit wouldn't have minded. It's been a few days, but she still hasn't read it properly herself. Pinley makes a face and turns to Ada. I think your work is amazing and you're very attractive, but no. If anything, Bardwaj laughs, Pinley would have a crush on your leadership skills. I'll drink to that, Pinley says. To our intrepid galactic explorer. They've all read parts of it now. She's had to have a few private talks over what it said. She's had to take time to consider how much she screwed up. And it's easier to do this, Ada thinks, to remember that SecUnit did like them, care about them, that it had a good sense of humor, even if it kept it hidden, that it's hopefully out there watching Sanctuary Moon and Free. It's kinder than to think about all the things it's endured and all the ways it could get caught. End of story. Thanks for listening.